Ron DeSantis, Florida rejects Joe Biden's attempt to rewrite Title IX pushing transgender ideology. By Hannah Knudsen on April 26, 2024. Florida rejects President Joe Biden's attempt to rewrite Title IX. Governor Ron DeSantis made clear this week as the Biden administration attempts to revamp Title IX regulations, pushing the embrace of transgender ideology. Florida rejects Joe Biden's attempt to rewrite Title IX, DeSantis said in a pointed video message. We will not comply, and we will fight back. We are not going to let Joe Biden try to inject men into women's activities. We are not going to let Joe Biden undermine the rights of parents. And we are not going to let Joe Biden abuse his constitutional authority to try to impose these policies on us here in Florida, the governor continued. We stand with opportunities. We are not going to let Biden get away with it, he said. We will not comply. Watch. The remark from the Sunshine State's governor followed the release of the Biden administration's new regulations, which use the term gender identity rather than biological sex to describe certain actions. Therefore, it bases these regulations off a feeling rather than the scientific reality of biological sex. As Breitbart News reported, the new rules announced last week define sex discrimination as discrimination based on gender identity as well as sexual proclivities, and schools cannot separate people based on sex. The language has been interpreted to allow boys into girls' bathrooms and changing rooms. Florida Commissioner on Education Manny Diaz Jr. also made it clear that Florida we will not comply with Biden's rules. Florida will fight this. At Governor Ron DeSantis' direction, no educational institution should begin implementing any changes. Diaz wrote in the letter, adding that President Joe Biden's administration maims the statute beyond recognition in an attempt to gaslight the country into believing that biological sex no longer has any meaning. Diaz said compliance with the new regulations would force educational institutions in the Sunshine State to violate federal and state laws, including the First Amendment and the state's Parental Rights in Education Act.